Let's go ahead and start with the Sunday school. And we will be in Philippians 4:3. And Paul here tells us to beware of an unappreciative spirit. Unappreciative spirit. Okay. Let's go to Luke chapter 10:17. 19 and 20. Luke 10:17, 19 and 20. And if you found it, say amen. If not, just follow me. And the thing is that the book of Philippians has so much information. It's only four chapters, but it's packed with a lot of information that it doesn't matter if I give the Sunday school. It doesn't matter if pastor gives the Sunday school. It doesn't matter if a missionary or an evangelist gives the study on Philippians. The bottom line is that some will give more illustrations. Some will use more verses. But the bottom line is that all of us need to point to the main source, which is Jesus Christ. At the bottom, no matter what we say, when we all get there, it should be about Jesus Christ. That's the point, okay? But here, in 10:17, he says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.'" And then 19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And then he says, "Notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in the book, written in heaven." Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, help us to focus that anything that we have done as your children, it's because of you in us, Lord. It's not us, it's you taking control of our lives. And everything we do, we must do it for your honor and glory. Father, this morning, help us to appreciate each other. Help us to appreciate what you do for us and encourage one another. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. Look at what it says on 17. And we need to be careful as Christians because we'll get an attitude of being boastful, boasting, or pride as Christians kicks in. Look at what it says here. And again, Luke, when he wrote the book of Luke, he was just going by what he was hearing, okay? He didn't say, well, they said, no, as they're saying, and he's writing down what's going on, whether it's good or bad, but he's writing that down. And so he says, I really believe that when he said, "And the 70 return again with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the devils are subject unto who?' Unto us." See, that's pride right there. And I believe that this verse should have, if they would have done it the right way, not that this verse is wrong, because it's not, okay? I think it should have read this way, "And the 70 return again with joy, saying, 'Lord, through thy name,'" okay, put him first, "'see, through thy name, even the devils are subject to us.'" See where they put them? See now? And Paul would always put the Lord first and then him. But here they say, "Lord, and they come back, and they had a reason when we go out witnessing, somebody comes to the Lord. Look what we again, Lord, thank you for sending us out there, and because of what you did in our lives, we were able to bring that person to Christ. See how these guys are putting through us the devils. But it should have, it should have read, Lord, through thy name, even the devils are subject, and then they put themselves there. But they put themselves first. That was pride. They didn't intend to do that, but they did. And we need to be very careful as we do the service of the Lord to put him first and not us. This is what it's talking about. And so now we go to Philippians 4:3. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow. The Bible doesn't say who this person was. Okay? Help those women which labored with me in the gospel. When Paul started the Philippians church, there was women. You know what? That a lot of times churches are started because women are more sensitive to the word of God. And usually it's a woman that comes and then they lead the husband to church. But there was women that helped Paul start the church. Okay, now he's in prison writing, but about 10 or so years, now he's writing to them, encouraging them. And he says, I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel. What were they doing? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15, 3:11. 1 Corinthians 15:3-11. And it says, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. This is what they were preaching or witnessing to, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, or Peter, then of the 12. After that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are falling asleep. They're dead already. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due season. For I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, again, look who he's putting. Christ was the one that did the work on him, but he's putting Christ first. He's putting himself second. See the difference between the 70 and Paul. He goes, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. When he started the church, he started witnessing about Christ. Paul was witnessing to them about Christ, and they believed. So they were sharing the word of God, just as we have believed. And what is our responsibility? For us to go and witness about who? About Christ, letting them know, you know what? Christ died for your sins, and he was buried. If you receive him, he will take your sins away. And When you rise again, you rise to serve the Lord, and one day he's coming for us. And the church grew, okay? So he says that labor with me in the gospel with Clement, or with mercy also, and with others, my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. See, these are people, what's her name? Let me see. Iodis and Syntyche, and there was other women that helped, remember, start the church, and they were having a debate with them, but the Lord, through Paul's letter, brought them back. This is the purpose of the church. See, God here is speaking to God's people. He's not speaking to unbelievers. He's speaking to the children of God at that church, and he speaks to us here, okay? And so he says to have mercy with them, be lenient with them, be reasonable with them, don't be too severe with them, okay? We need to be, I remember Vera, and we used to call Vera the grandma of the nursery. Remember that? And Ray Little John called her little bag of bones. Remember when I remember she was sick and we went to visit her, and she always had a servant's heart. She was sick and she was praying for us, and we would go there to pray for her, and she said, I'm praying for you. That's a servant's heart. I don't know how many of you got to know Melinda, Carrie's wife. She would sit right there where in front where Ken is sitting, and Carrie, and then it was Connie, and we would sit right behind them. You know what? That I have never seen a person with the character of Melinda. She had a jolly, happy laughter. She was, even when she was speaking, you'd get all excited because of the way she was. And I remember when Carrie was kind of a stone face, and she was sitting right by him, and then Connie over there, and they were messing around, and then Carrie would look at them, and Melinda would go, oh, and she, that laugh, and it was just, you know what, I appreciate what those women that are home now have done for us. What Pastor Cook did with Sam and Marlene when they had that award, it was so appropriate because of what they've done. Bob, Tony, Melinda, I think they came with the building also. You came here from day one, and they've been here. I remember when Tony and Marlene used to have horses, and they would ride the horses. I don't think Marlene can climb on or saddle a horse anymore. And she walks up those stairs. I remember she'd go right up and down, and now she... But you know what? She can still do a lot, and she has been doing a lot for us, and I appreciate that. We need to appreciate one another. You know what? Kitty, last Wednesday, said there's a whole bunch of journal books. She hadn't made them. And she said, go ahead and take one. You know what? Little things that we should say, thank you. Say thank you to them. And then we have Cindy. She likes making candies and cookies, and she makes them real nice and decorates them real nice. And you know what? You need to say thank you. Carrie has a marvelous job up there. I don't know what happened, but when I was here, Carrie was kind of like quiet. Now that this year that I came back, a totally different Carrie.
smiling. He talks, he communicates, and he let that stone face go away. And now he communicates. You know what I like about him? He takes care of our building. And then not only that, when people come in, he'll go out there and he'll help Brando, he'll help whoever, Bonnie. And he walks them all the way to the front. That's a ministry. And I've told him, thank you for what you're doing. And he goes, oh, that's just my job. Well, I know it is, but it's good to tell people thank you. You say, well, the pastor, that's his job. Yes, it is. But once in a while, you need to go. You don't need to butter him up or, no, thank you. You don't know how good it feels when people compliment you, not to be boasting, but because they're grateful. Okay, and this is what he was talking about here. And so Paul is admonishing these Christians not to forget the things that others had done for them. And again, selfish pride and contentions can cause us to be ungrateful. If we don't have a grateful attitude, then we're just going to have an attitude. And we don't need to have an attitude, okay? D.L. Moody said, be careful for nothing. Be prayerful for everything. Be thankful for everything, which reminds us of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, which says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We need to have that. And I would like for you guys to take this 1 Thessalonians 5:18, write it down or memorize it. But during the week, whether things go good in your life, whether you have a rough time, whether you have the answered by God or not, God tells you yes, God tells you wait, and God tells you no. Are you being appreciative of what God is doing in your life? Are you satisfied? This is what he's telling us here. Because sometimes we are ungrateful. Let's go to the book of Luke 17. That one I edited to what's already here. But that's the way the Lord guided me. So let's go to Luke 17, 12 through 18. Luke 17, 12 through 18. Speaking about Jesus. And he entered into a certain village, and there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show thyself unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were what? Cleansed. They were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus entering said, were there not 10 that were 10 that were cleansed or healed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. Isn't that a shame when we as God's people, when somebody that is not a Christian And all of a sudden hears the word of God and gives their lives to Christ. And they're thankful. Just like you and I, when we received God, we were thankful. That's why we're here. This is the only purpose that we as God's children come to worship him. First of all, I don't care what else we do, but the first priority that we should be here for, to thank him. You go through the week and there's a lot of things going around. And you know what? I'm looking forward to being in church to thank him. And then second of all, I come to have fellowship with my brothers. You know that one day, and sisters, you know that one day we will have fellowship for all eternity. And as we enjoy life with the Lord, the main character will be the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? But we need to be grateful, these guys, for God. So, you know that God blesses our lives and yet we fail to acknowledge him and give him glory. Sometimes we do. We tell God, ask God to help us and he does. And instead of being appreciative of what he's doing, he already, just like the other nine lepers, we do that. And we need to be careful as Christians in how we do things, being grateful and thankful to what the Lord does. God blesses our lives, and yet we fail to acknowledge him and give him the glory for those blessings. And so we develop an unappreciative spirit, and we are well into our trip towards destruction. We need to be very careful, okay? Now, the Lord's not going to condemn us like the world, but no, we need to be thankful to the Lord. Do you say thank you to your wife when she... I always tell her, thank, I love you, and thank you. She always say, thank you for doing everything. My wife doesn't know how to pay bills or anything. She probably does, but I do everything. All she does, gets in the car, turns the car on. She doesn't know if it got oil or gas. She just and takes off. And she said, thank you for taking care of me in that situation. Thank your wife. Thank your brothers. Anybody that works here, you know, no, you don't want to make him feel like, oh, no, but you know what? Thank them. Robert's back there. Thank you. The reason that you're hearing me is because he's doing his job. And we need to thank the nursery, Sunday school teachers. We need to thank each other for the little things. Thank you for calling me. Thank you for thinking of me. It you don't know how great it uplifts us. And again, God is talking through Paul to the local church. And he's talking to us. How is our attitude, okay? Years ago when I was truck driving, and I would drive sometimes Peterbilt, and I drove an international once only, but I would drive Max, and I was driving this Freightliner, and they had sent us to a place. It was called Guadalupe Peaks, and it was between borderline to Texas and New Mexico. And as we're driving, there's nothing but desert, and it's me and another truck driver, and he's leading the way because I don't know where I'm going. And we communicating with each other with the CBs. And so we are driving. And, boy, I would feel like King Kong on my big old Freightliner. It was a cap over conventional. And I used to like to drive those because I could see people right in front of me. And I remember them. They tried to cut me off. And I go, bop, and I go, get out of my way. And so I would feel like I was King Kong, and I would feel real brave. And some kids were going like, okay. And it felt great. So I was like, I'm in charge. And then as I was going, I got to, from afar off, I could see a peak. And then all of a sudden, I got close to it. And my goodness, that day, it was like cloudy. And halfway to the peaks, there was a cloud. And I could see that little road looked like a piece of thread going up. And that's where we were going to go up. And all of a sudden, my King Kong truck looked like a speck of dust comparing to God's creation. And it reminded me as like when Moses was going up the mountain. It's just so beautiful. And I started saying, God, thank you. God made me see through his creation that I'm nothing. And I started, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in my life. Lord, I am nothing, yet you made the creation. You know what God, why God made the creation? So that you and I can enjoy it. That's the only reason he made it, for you and me. But sometimes we don't even thank God for that. It's so, living in the city and you're going up and down and you don't have time to look up, but you know what? Sometimes God has to take you out so that you can look up, and through his creation, he's going to talk to you. When I'm coming down sometimes and the sunset is going down and it looks orange and kind of grayish, I said, Lord, thank you for that creation that you made for us. And we have a spirit that is going to appreciate, okay? But that's what was happening. And so what I said, it reminded me of Psalms 19:1. And it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. That's what was going to. And at night, when I stopped the truck, and because we were up there, we were going to be there for about 2 weeks. They were building an information center and a recreation center at the rest area. And our job was to clear everything. And I was driving a big old Freightliner with a dump truck on my back. And they would put down, and I was going down the hills. My goodness. But that day, I felt like this big. And as I was reading my Bible in the sleeper, and this came to my mind, Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. I said, Lord, it is you. And the next day I woke up, and when I was driving, I said, with humble and a little bit of humiliated, because I was thinking that I was it, and Lord, you are in control. And so I was going down the mountain, and it just made me appreciate what the Lord has done for us. You know what? I am glad that here in America, we have a day called Thanksgiving. And in it, when we gather around the table and we say, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for this country. Thank you, Father, that, and we give thanks to God. Okay? But we need to be very careful. Okay? We need to be very careful. The Bible says, yes. And this is in Psalm 50, 23. It says, and just I'm going to read the first part. It says, yes, whosoever offereth praise glorifies me. If we recall, that's why God created us, to give him the honor and glory. It's not about us. It's what he did for us. And if we don't give him the glory, something is wrong. The Apostle Paul wasn't writing about him. He was encouraging his people at Philippi to make sure to have an appreciative spirit
to worship the Lord. Next week will be in verse 14. And Paul warns us to beware of an unhappy spirit. And it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you forgive us when we do not appreciate our fellow workers here at church, when we don't appreciate our own family at home or in our surroundings. Maybe we went to the store and the cashier was doing her job and she took a long time. But Father, we need to have a spirit that is God-filled, that we may tell that cashier, thank you for your service. Help us not be boastful and unappreciative, Lord. Help us to walk in your will, and may we encourage each and every day each other, Father. As we have a day of thanksgiving, Lord, once a year, but we as Christians should have a spirit and attitude of being grateful and thankful, not just one day, but each and every day, Lord. So be with us this morning and be with Pastor as he'll be bringing the message. Prepare our hearts, our minds, so that we can receive what you have for us this morning. Be with those that are under the weather, those that are coming in, those that are traveling, and we'll give you, Father, the honor and glory. In Christ's name we thank you. Amen. Thank you.